Washington's key trade partners have strongly condemned the U.S. decision to impose hefty tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum.
The European Union cannot react to that without any kind of reaction, so we'll immediately introduce a settlement dispute on the WTO level, and we'll announce in the next coming hours counterbalancing measures. What they can do, we are able to do exactly the same. It's totally unacceptable that a country is imposing unilateral measures.
Heinous acts and these civilian casualties.
French President Emmanuel Macron says the U.S. import duties are illegal and a mistake. German Chancellor Angela Merkel condemns the decision as illegal. She says the move risks sparking a disastrous spiral of retaliatory measures. Merkel says the European Union is ready for appropriate countermeasures. The UK says it's deeply disappointed, adding that the European countries are close allies of the US and should be fully exempted from the tariffs. Canada and Mexico have already announced measures to hit back.
This is $16.6 billion of retaliation. This is the strongest trade action Canada has taken in the post-war era.
The Secretary of Economy has already announced that immediately the government of Mexico responds with measures equivalent to various products such as flat steels, lamps, pork legs and shoulders, sausages and food preparations, apples, grapes, blueberries, various cheeses, among others, up to an amount comparable to the level of influence.
Earlier, U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross announced that a 25% tariff on steel imports and a 10% on aluminum would go into effect on Friday. Ross said negotiations with the EU on the issue failed to reach a satisfactory agreement, that is. He added that talks with Canada and Mexico to revise the North American Free Trade Agreement also took too long. Economist Stephen Keane believes that Trump's tariffs campaign will hit the wrong end as companies will not rely on overseas supplies anymore.
Well, it's actually, I think it's more a question of the actual industries he's focused upon. I'm no believer in free trade, but if I was going to be doing anything like Trump is alleging to do, trying to use tariff campaigns to force American industry to relocate, you don't want the energy-intensive industries to relocate. You want the high-technology ones to do it. So this is actually hitting the wrong end of why you should be trying to promote redevelopment of American industry. That's his overall objective. Getting back more aluminium plants and steel plants is going to involve burning more coal, using more oils, cutting out your capacity to export those, polluting, obviously, which he doesn't worry about, but a whole range of things which are not developing the high-tech human skills that are part of the industries of computing, car manufacturing and so on that have left the United States. Well, it comes down to what is actually done by firms as a response to this, and quite possibly if firms decide that they can't rely upon overseas suppliers anymore and they have to produce more domestically, you can actually get an investment stimulus out of something like this. And that's what Trump, whether he knows it or not, is actually relying upon.